This is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. Judges chapter 13 begins the bittersweet history of the life of Shimshon, aka Samson. The Bible tells us that before he was born, the angel of the Lord, i.e. the pre-incarnate Christ, came to Shimshon's then barren mother and promised her a son, and that her son would be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and that he would begin to save Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. When the woman reported the encounter to her husband, Manoah, she reported the man of God's appearance as terrifying. After hearing what the Lord had told her, her husband prayed to the Lord to send the man of God again. Upon the second encounter, the Lord did not tell Manoah anything more than had already been told his wife, and Manoah asked, "What is your name? When your words come about, then we shall honor you." And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why do you ask this about my name? Yea, it is wonderful." After this encounter, Manoah said to his wife, "We shall surely die because we have seen God." His wife, being reasonable, replied, "If the Lord desired to put us to death, he would not have received a burnt offering and a food offering from our hands, nor declared to us all these things, nor would he at this time have caused us to hear such things as these." All of this tells me something about the spiritual condition of this couple. Although they knew of the Lord and feared him, they ultimately did not know him. After the woman initially encountered the angel of the Lord, she described him as a man of God and terrifying. She went on to say that she did not ask his name nor where he was from, suggesting that she wasn't sure who had spoken to her. Her husband had enough sense to pray to the one true God, but in the end, feared that their encounter with the Lord would result in their death, completely ignoring that their demise would prevent the fulfillment of God's promises. I am reminded of when Philip asked of Yeshua, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Yeshua replied, "Am I so long a time with you, and you have not known me, Philip? The one seeing me has seen the Father, and how do you say, 'Show us the Father'?" If the Lord appeared to you today, would you recognize him, or would you be asking for his name and where he is from? Are you joyfully expecting the fulfillment of his promises, or are you fearful that only death awaits you? Yeshua said, "This is life eternal, that you may know the only true God and Yeshua the Messiah whom he has sent." Now, go honor your king.